Radio Pulpit, 657 AM, your daily companion.
This is Heart to Heart with Sibongile Mofokeng on Radio Pulpit. Heart to Heart.
You're on Radio Pulpit, your daily companion. Gave you the sounds of Tina Zungu, Kwanqabo Musa. You might be asking yourself a question, Kanti kanjani, because he's on the line with me. Babu Zungu, how are you?
So I'm good. Afternoon. How are you?
I'm good. I'm going to ask you for a favor, that you just take me off from the speaker, because I think I'm on the speaker.
How is it now?
All right. And so it is an awesome time to be talking to you. Are you well?
I'm good. God is good. God is taking care of me.
We are excited like this. We are excited like this to be talking to you. So we know you from Kwanqabo Musa times. We know you sing with your son now. We know you collaborated. And what's happening? What's new with Tina Zungu lately?
I think last week on the 22nd of August, I was recording live in Devon. So also they are very interesting collaborations, the likes of Babsipho Makhabane, the likes of Babsipho Ngwenya, the likes of my son. It was a very great time in the presence of the Lord. The project's called In His Throne with Tina Zungu to be out very soon, probably in October. People will get that work that we were doing on the 22nd.
But you're still in studio today.
There's nothing I can do. We're still finalizing that work. We're doing the post-production to finalize that work. Hence why I'm saying by beginning of October, they should get the whole work. So now we're just busy with the post-production.
So tell us about how it has been like working with your own son, because I don't think it's easy in the music industry, but you now finding yourself working with your son, having to record, traveling with him. How is it for both of you?
You know what? I'm seeing God works over time with what he's doing with my son. I'm also feeling blessed to be grooming such a young man who's so talented, who happened to be my son as well. So I'm seeing the grace of God, and I'm seeing God expand the gift that he gave me, and as well as expand it to my son. It's even incredible. You know, at the age of 11, I was not singing like Undumiso. I was singing like a kid, but Undumiso is something else. So I think I'm feeling very honored and feeling very blessed to be working with him, grooming him, seeing him growing each and every day. He amazed me even on stage, doing exactly what we've rehearsed. And also, I'm seeing a future in the gospel industry.
So what are some of the things that might be for you as a father looking at it and you're like, I don't want him to experience that? Because you yourself started very young in the industry. We've seen Botumi Mkok start as well, starting very young in the industry. And you guys, at some point, maybe with school, there might be something. So what are some of the things that you would want him not to go through as your son?
I really doubt he will reach a stage where he struggled to pave his way forward, in growing himself in a industry, because I think already God has planned it that I will pave the way for him, and so the struggle that I went through, I don't think he will ever experience. But also, I think for him, I think he's learning. It's good to have a mentor that is just near you. Our daily struggles, he sees them every day. The rejection that we get maybe sometimes from people, he sees it and he's able to adapt to it and say, okay, I'm learning one or two things, and then to handle those pressures, you know, of going, of traveling the journey, having people that will doubt your your talent or your gift. You know, I doubt you'll ever experience that. And I'm grateful that I've been there for him, showing him, leading the way. Actually, I doubt that. Trust God with what he's doing in his life. Yeah, he's one of the luckiest guy on earth. You know, I doubt you will ever experience all the things that I have experienced as a father.
You remind me of David when he was preparing and paving the way for Solomon. And he says, no, I didn't build the temple, but my son is going, so let's get and gather everything and get it ready him. So that's what you're doing.
Oh, yeah. Mm. That's the journey. You know, I always say this, that everything that I have experienced, good journey, I feel like I was experiencing for him, not him alone, but also the guys that I'm grooming in the industry. I believe a lot in grooming people. I believe a lot in seeing people making it in life, because God has gave me this talent, and this has been my bread since 2011. I never looked back, and I've seen God doing work, doing his work, even through reviving and healing people through my music. It's been an honor for me to experience that, and most of it all, God has just made a better life for me in doing his work.
That is so awesome. So now, on the 27th of September, the Sunlight Replenishment concert will be taking place right here at SuperSports Stadium in Centurion. And I'd like to know first, how long have you been with the Sunlight Replenishment concert?
Since the first edition.
Inception. Bro. And tell us about the journey.
Now.
Yeah. And the journey, how has the journey been like?
You know what? It's been amazing. Year after year, we're experiencing different things. We're experiencing different love from people. Most of it all, I think love from people, the way they're showing us how they love us, the team, how they're treating us, it keeps us going, looking forward for another year. You know, each and every year you'll be waiting for that call and say, when are they calling me? Because I know that.
Yeah.
You know what? It's also it's been a great journey. And I'm very, very, very happy that this year we've been joined by the international artists. Mm-hmm. You see that we are growing. It's even humbling to see the growth of the event itself.
Yeah.
You know, to see from day one until now on this edition. So I'm really, really, really grateful to be a part of it. And the journey has been amazing. And you know what? I don't want to be left out. Even on the next one.
I know. But now, what can we expect from Tina Zungu on the day?
Definitely, I have new music. Mm-hmm. Definitely, I'm going to sing it on the day. And as they know, I'm always coming up with the songs that are reviving people. I'm happy that all the songs that I've wrote are not basically about me, but about what God wants to say in his people, you know. So I'm grateful that I will get a chance to share the new music with them. Mm-hmm. And also, I know that they are so in love with my writing. So I'll start from the very first song. I cannot leave it alone, because it always revives people. The song that you were playing, I cannot leave a stage without singing that song. It is my testimony, and it's still going to be someone's testimony for the next decades, because it's been a message that has always been relevant to people. So they should wait for the new music on the 27th. Definitely, we're going to share that one. Also, I'll be on stage with my son doing the things that we always do.
Wow, that is like awesome. So, and then not to me, Futi, are you not going to do that? Because, guys, you'll be both there. How?
Depending on time. You know, now I have a new soldier. Even above when you buy a car, look at
her. Ah, shame. But for selling a
pan, I have to buy a car. Hey, guys, I have a new champion now. What a new thing, you know?
Yeah.
No, but then, you know, it's always good to work with my colleagues. Mm-hmm. It's always. And I know that God has has put something in each and every one of us. And it's always good to see the people that's supposed to be in a competition, but not be in a competition, but working together. So I hope if God allows us, we get that chance, definitely we're going to do something.
All right. Babu Zungu, thank you so much for taking time and talking to us. I know you're very busy in studio. Thank you for just taking a break and saying, no, Radio Pulpit, I'm here and talking to us. May God awesomely bless you. We can't wait to see you on the 27th of September.
Thank you so much. I really appreciate it. And thank you so much for keep on supporting us. You know, I know it's been a long journey. You know us. And we've been growing in front of you. So thank you so much to Radio Pulpit for keep on supporting us. May you never stop. May you grow.
Thank you so much. Have a blessed one further. Bye-bye.
Bless you.
And yes, my family, that is Sir Tina Zungu. He says, Sbo, I am in studio, but I will give my time. You know, I'll take my break around that time and talk to you guys. And it's funny that whenever we talk to them, they are in studio, but hey, they take that time and talk to us. That's how special you are, my family, that they would take a break and just talk to us about what's happening and also telling us more about the Sunlight Replenishment concert. And so he will be there. Utina Zungu, Gwanqabo Musa, together with his son Dumiso Zungu, and Tokozo Mkize will also be there. Winnie Mashaba will also be there. Koli Mqwango, Pastor and Reverend Benjamin Dube will be there. Mpumi Mtsweni, Takindo Ukeke Pofolo, Sipongwenya Jumbo will be there. Batung Dibalantoni, Botakindo, guys, and Hezekiah Worker will be there. So we'll be singing Every Praise is to Our God on that day. Make sure that you get your ticket. Tickets are available. They're still available, my family. You can grab yours there. Let me just tell you again what's happening. It's happening on the 27th of September at the Super Bowl Stadium right here in Centurion. And yes, my family, make sure that you get your tickets at Web Ticket. There are tickets that are still available right there. I'm not quite sure if Web Tickets works with some other ones that are nearby, but hey, go to Web Tickets and get yourself a ticket and be part of this at Super Sports Park Centurion. And that's where it's happening on the 27th. It's going to be a 12-hour program. It's going to run for 12 hours. Can you believe it? And all these artists will be ministering unto you there. Let me see. Yes, my family, get your tickets. They are ready. Make your way right there.
Your daily spiritual nourishment. Radio Pulpit 657 AM. Do you need prayer? WhatsApp your name and your prayer request to 082-657-2729 and our care center will gladly contact you to pray for you. It's good for you as our listener to know about Radio Pulpit's activities. Or do you need advice in an area of your life? Then why don't you log on to www.radiopulpit.co.za. Here you can talk to us, listen to us via live audio streaming, and there is also other reading material for the soul. What are you waiting for? Visit the Radio Pulpit website right now. www.radiopulpit.co.za. Radio Pulpit, your daily companion.
This is Heart to Heart with Sibongile Mofokeng on Radio Pulpit. Heart to Heart.
Oh, 22 minutes it is, just before 3, before we say hello to Duamani Johan else on something else. And afterwards, Lukom Kwediputi comes through with Spectrum with you up until 6 o'clock. And then after, you are joined by our team, the I Am Youth Movement, the I Am Youth Radio. Yeah, we used to call it a movement, eh? So that never leaves the mind. It's always there. Okay. We gave you the sounds right now from Spirit of Praise featuring Mpumi Mtsweni, Nangum Thokozisi, and Dumim Kokstad, and Tina Zungu earlier said, Ebege Walunga Uthixo. And these are the artists who will be performing at the Sunlight Replenishment concert. Make your way, make sure that you are there. This is Pindile. How are you? Asizo Tini Sisi.
Good day, Spongile.
Hi, sis.
And the case, Tina Zungu. What an anointed voice. I was blessed before I heard that you are with him on the studio. Yeah, I just want to thank him for not being selfish and passing a gift to his son. Yeah, may God increase you. Siyabonga. Your song are healing us. Keep on. I'm glad to hear that in the singing industry there are challenges of doubting somebody's gift. So yeah, keep on pushing. Yeah, we are so anointed. We are healing us. May God bless you.
Oh, since Pindile, I'll make sure to pass the message through to Babu Tina Zungu. That is so awesome right there. And he's doing it, passing the baton to his own son. Thank you so much for that. I am definitely going to share that with her, with him, sorry. Now I'm like with her, with him. So that it can also empower him and encourage him. One artist who will be coming back, or will be coming for the replenishment concert, is Hezekiah Hawker. You'd remember him with the Fellowship Crusade Choir, God of a Second Chance. So, yeah, he is also going to be that. I'm trying to now recall, go back to the golden oldies. But he is one of those artists who stand the test of time, who stood the test of time, still glorifying and praising the name of the Lord Jesus Christ.
Where hope and faith thrive. Radio Pulpit, 657 AM.
Do you need prayer? Radio Pulpit, in collaboration with Need Pray, is ready to stand in prayer with you. Contact us today with your prayer request at 012-334-1222 or WhatsApp us on 067-429-7564. You can also visit us on radiopulpit.co.za for your online prayer request. We will faithfully pray with you.
The Word for You Today is our youth devotional that has been available as a printed booklet and has also been accessible via email. It is intended to encourage and guide young people in their walk with God. Well, we are excited to announce that the youth devotional is going fully digital. This means that the Word for You Today booklet will no longer be available in hard copy or sent by post, but it will still be accessible on the I Am Youth website, email subscription, and I Am Youth app, which is available on both the Google Play Store and App Store for iPhone users. Visit www.imymovement.co.za and join the move to digital.
You and 657 AM and Life, a winning team on the road to eternity.